Welcome to Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, brought to you by the Church of Nature. Join us every Sunday for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual service where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. We're here to help you grow every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern on natureschannel.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. I'm Christine Agro, the High Priestess of the Church of Nature, and I will be leading today's service. Our focus is on simplicity within complexity. The Church of Nature honors the individual and encourages a deeper conscious connection through the reflection of nature and all that it offers. It is time for humanity to reawaken. Nature is spirit, and we are nature. When we reflect on nature and connect with it more deeply, we align with our own spirit, and when we do, life flows. Today we explore simplicity within complexity and ask to receive an understanding of this in our own lives. I sit at the gate before the great mystery between darkness and light, guiding your passage through the powerful reflection of nature. The door is open for those who choose to walk through. Bless this space. If we all could recite our intention for today. We come here today with open minds, open hearts, and open hands, willing to give and to receive. So if you're in a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, we're going to take a moment to ground ourselves and to bring ourselves into this space and time. So from the soles of our feet, allow roots to grow down into the earth. And as those roots grow down into the earth, notice the strength, the connection, the support. Exists for you there. And from the top of your head, which is the energy center of your own knowingness, it is the crown chakra, we're going to allow roots to grow up from the top of your head into your higher self, your own knowledge, your own source of wisdom and insight and guidance. And from the base of the tailbone to the top of your head, let's imagine or envision or even just pretend that there is a beam of light running straight through the center of your spine from the base of your tailbone to the top of your head. And again, with our intention, we're just going to allow all the energy centers in our body to come into alignment with that beam of light. And in this work, yawning is part of energy releasing. So if you're yawning or your eyes are watering, it's because you're shifting energy. And let's just pretend or imagine that we have a magnet, a nice big horseshoe magnet. Go ahead and draw out any energy that you might be holding on to that doesn't belong to you, doesn't serve you, or that you just don't want anymore. And I would say just do this. Don't focus on, oh, I'm going to get rid of this, or oh, I'm going to get rid of that. At some level, you know what's been released. You know what's ready to go. So just trust and let that energy move out rather than getting the mind and the ego involved. And create a beautiful gold sun above your head like the sun in the sky. And let that sun be full of your own vibration. Go ahead and pop it and fill yourself in completely from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. And you can gently open your eyes. And we'll recite I am, our affirmation that we are nature. I am the sun, I am the moon, I am the dirt beneath my feet. I am the stars and the universe, I am the dark of night. I am the tree and the wind that blows its leaves. I am the ocean, I am the rain, I am the desert and the mountain and the plain. I am the bird, the fox, the turtle, and the bee. I am. So today our reflection is on simplicity within the complexity. And I find it interesting because I was looking back over past Sunday services, and it's been about 18 months since we started offering Nature Sanctuary Sunday service. And I find that the same reflection shows up. It's been showing, not all the time, but when there's a sort of a quote unquote repeat of a reflection, it shows up around the same time of year, which I find really interesting. So there's something within the cyclic nature of nature that's asking us to look at these different pieces at certain times of the year. So maybe I'll take a better look at that and share it with you in a post as we move forward. So we have spoken about simplicity, and specifically about simplicity within complexity. I know, and my students will tell you, that no matter how many times I talk about the same thing, it's always different. So today, what inspired me to focus on this, or what I thought inspired me, I think it was probably more nature's energies, but I came across this really wonderful book, and I read it to at the beginning of our board meeting this past week, and it's called A Hole is to Dig, and it's by Ruth Krauss, and the pictures were done by Maury Sendak, and it was published in 1952, and it was written for kids, but I think that it has some really, it has a wonderful undercurrent to it. So I just wanted to read it to you, and then we'll talk about simplicity a little bit here. Mashed potatoes are to give everybody enough. A face is so you can make faces. A face is something you have on the front of your head. Dogs are to kiss people. Hands are to hold. A hole is to dig. The ground is to make a garden. Grass is to have on the ground with dirt under it and clover in it. Grass is to cut. Maybe you could hide things in a hole. A party is to say how do you do and shake hands. Arms are to hug with. Toes are to wiggle. Ears are to wiggle. Mud is to jump in and slide in and yell doodly doodly do. A castle is to build in the sand. A hole is to sit in. A dream is to look at the night and see things. Snow is to roll in. Buttons are to keep people warm. The world is so you have something to stand on. The sun is to tell you when it's every day. Little stones are for little children to gather up and put in little piles. A brother is to help you. A principal is to take out splinters. Children are to love. A mountain is to go to the top. A mountain is to go to the bottom. A lap is so you don't get crumbs on the floor. A mustache is to wear on Halloween. A hat is to wear on a train. Toes are to dance on. Eyebrows are to go over your eyes. A seashell is to hear the sea. A wave is to wave goodbye. Big shells are to put little shells in. A hole is to plant a flower. A watch is to hear it tick. Dishes are to do. Cats are so you can have kittens. And mice are to eat your cheese. Noses are to rub. A nose is to blow. A match is to blow. A whistle is to make people jump. Rugs are so you don't get splinters in you. A floor is so you don't fall in the hole your house is in. Rugs are so dogs have napkins. A hole is for a mouse to live in. A door is to open. A door is to shut. A hole is to look through. Steps are to sit on. A hole is when you step in it and you go down. Hands are to make things. Hands are to eat with. A tablespoon is to eat a table with. A package is to look inside. The sun is so it can be a great day. A book is to look at. So I love that book. I love the simplicity of it and how it takes so many things that are very complex and offers a simplicity. And also how something can be many things, but at any given time, it is always a thing or the thing. Specifically the hole, right? The hole is to dig. The hole is to plant a flower in. The hole is deep. The hole you can look through. And nature is like that. And of course, we are nature, right? We have to always remember when we're talking about nature, we're reflecting on it, but really we're talking about ourselves. So there is this immensely complex aspect to being. Everything that goes into it, everything that we are, all of our abilities, all working together to create who we are and how we are and when we are. But then there's also this beautiful simplicity, right? A tree is a tree, yet a tree is so complex. Its growing process, the way it nurtures and nourishes itself and the ground around it, the way that it offers oxygen or provides oxygen. It converts sunlight into oxygen, very complex system. And yet, very simple, it's a tree. The sun in the sky, very simple, there it is, yet very complex. How far away it is. What it offers to the earth, day in and day out, the fact that we rotate around it, the center of the solar system, simple and complex. So what I really love about Ruth Krauss's book, her lovely little book, and it is a little book, is that it takes us out of that space where everything just seems so complicated and rushed and hurried. And it has us stop and really see things in a very simple moment. And so that is our ripple opportunity this week, is to see, especially when we feel like things are very hectic or very stressful, or maybe we're very worried about something, or feeling a lot of fear about something. Our ripple opportunity is to stop and see if we can, rather than reflecting on the complexity, reflect on the simplicity of who we are, of where we are, of how we are, and of what we are. Very simple. You are a person. You are a person to love. You are a person to give love. You are a person to hug or to give a hug. You are a person to breathe. Our lungs are for breathing. Our hands are for touching. Our eyes are for seeing. Our voice is for speaking. Our voice is for sharing. So many ways to simplify who we are and what we are and what we're doing. And in that simplification, it creates this peace and unity and joy. The ripple opportunity is to see where you can see that this week. And I would love it if you would share them on our group page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups/Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, all one word. Okay, so we're going to move forward with our invocation of peace. If you would turn your palms up, palms to the sky. I stand with palms raised to the sky, open to both giving and receiving. Peace is in me. Peace is around me. Peace begins with me. I ask to be the channel through which peace flows, bringing peace to myself, my life, and to all who share my life. I see peace. I breathe peace. I live peace. I am peace. So our offertory is an opportunity to say thank you to the Church of Nature for 18 months of Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service, of Sundays full of a great way to start your week, for support and for love and for compassion and for insight and guidance and wisdom. And we thank everyone who has donated and does donate. And we ask that if you are here today, that you visit thechurchofnature.org and that you make a donation to support us in being here, to support us in supporting you. And your donation doesn't have to be big. Any donation will create a shift in your own being and supports what we do here. And we'll recite our offertory blessing. We ask that giving be a blessing and not a burden, that we see the abundance and the unlimitedness of the universe. We ask to live with open hearts and open hands, and in so doing, allow the energy of support and love to flow freely to us and from us. We acknowledge that to receive we must give, and to give we must receive. We make our offerings to the Church of Nature today with open hearts and open hands, and invest in the internal cycle of energy flow. Our offerings recognize the gifts and blessings of this service. I like that word, abundanceness. It's like extra abundance. Okay, our circle of life celebration, it's a time to honor, celebrate, and remember those people, those animals, those times, those experiences, those places, the things that we're creating and manifesting that we want to acknowledge, that we want to bring into a place of conscious awareness. So we have two to bring in today, and then I'll give you space to call yours in. Remember that you can have us call what you would like into the space by making a donation through the Circle of Life celebration on our website at thechurchofnature.org, and that you can find under Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. So today we honor and celebrate and remember Wiggy, who brought great joy and comfort to Joan and Lenore. We thank you for being here, and we bless you on your next step. We also honor Gray Cat, who came to our house to pass. We thank you for trusting us in your moment of transitioning, and we continue to hold a space of love and compassion for you. And take a moment to call whomever, whatever you would like to into this space. We'll move to our circle of life celebration. Life is a circle whose beginning touches its end. I am here to learn and grow. The path of my life belongs to me. I take this moment to affirm the way in which I want my life to flow. I am grateful for all that I have and all that I am. I thank my body for all that it does for me. I thank my mind for its power of thought. I thank my ego for its will and drive. I thank my spirit for its patience and for its guidance. And if you're in a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, we're going to take a moment to set out our intentions for the week ahead, those things that we would like to create and manifest. So bring out a beautiful, rich piece of soil, fertile, nutrient-rich. And plant the seeds of what you would like to create for yourself this week. Maybe it's a sense or an energy, the way that your week will flow. Maybe it's something specific. Remember to breathe. Okay, take that beautiful soil with those beautiful seeds planted in and hand it to your spirit so that you can manifest it. We'll move to our closing prayer. I give thanks for this time and space, knowing that it is a place to focus my intention, but not where my intention ends. It is my opportunity to carry my choices out into the world. Let me consciously hold the difference between simplicity and complexity, and let me learn the ability to see both existing side by side. Let me walk my path with strength and knowingness, with grace and ease. Let me walk my path with love and abundance, and let me listen when my spirit speaks. Let nature be my guide. So announcements-wise, on October 4th, we will have our 9 a.m. Animal Blessing Sunday service for you here. But very exciting, we're also doing a live Sunday service at the Stone Chapel. So we're still working to raise the money to purchase that space. but the co-owner is really, really interested in what we're doing and all of the programs that we're creating, and really wants to see us purchase it. So he's letting us use it, which is pretty awesome. So if you're in the Rhinebeck area, which is just outside New York City, about, I guess it's about 2 hours maybe, because we're about 90 minutes and it's about half an hour from here, do come. You know, you can bring your animal friends. We are asking that everybody be leashed and harnessed and protected in whatever way makes the most sense, but leashed and harnessed is really important. Even if your friend is comfortable not being on a leash or harness, somebody else isn't, and when somebody's off and somebody's on, it creates conflict. So we're just asking that everybody be in that safe space. So we'd love to have you come. Absolutely, absolutely love to have you come. And it will be a great day to have us call your animal friends into this space, as we will be, I think there'll be some extra special energy. We'll do it both during Sunday service at 9 a.m. and also during the live service at 11 a.m. Sorry, I didn't mention what time. It's 11 a.m. and it's on Route 9, just outside Rhinebeck. So address and everything is on Facebook, facebook.com/thechurchofnature. There is an event set up for that. I'm so excited to say, dare I say it, that we are inches away from launching all of our programs, the Botanical Ministers Program, the Ministers Program, and Living as Spirit Program. And both the Botanical Ministers and the Ministers Program, the first year is the Living as Spirit Program. So I'm just getting them together. I've got a really special, beautiful website for it. And what we're going to do is offer the Church of Nature's plants, Materia Medica, our plant healers. We're going to offer that as a separate course. So it's part of the Botanical Ministers course. But if all you're interested in is just learning more about 108 plant healers, you'll be able to purchase that aspect of the course. That is completely self-guided. It is not. There is no one-on-one or group class activity that happens with that. It's simply we will release once a week a new monograph on a particular plant, its messages, its personality, the way that it helps heal, how it does that, in what different forms, and then ways to use it. So lots going on, very excited, lots of movement, lots of growth, all things that we planted during our creation and manifestation space. So it's a very powerful space, and it's a really great to see how things open up and unfold when we put them out there and allow them to. So thanks, everybody, for being here, and I hope to see you again next week here at Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. Remember, let nature be your guide.
Thank you for joining us today for Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. We hope today's reflection will support you in navigating your week ahead. Please remember to live with an open hand and an open heart. The effects are exponentially rewarding. If you haven't made your offering to the Church of Nature, be sure to visit thechurchofnature.org to contribute. While you're there, you'll also find daily inspirations, as well as past Nature Sanctuary Sunday services. We look forward to having you join us again next week. And until then, remember, let nature be your guide.
Tune in to The Astrology Show every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Astrology is an ancient science that connects us to the universe, giving us insight and guidance. Join host Monica Wallach as she discusses all things astrological. Learn how you can use astrology to enhance and improve your life. Listen to The Astrology Show. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Nature'sChannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Nature'sChannel.fm. It's where we grow.